Welcome to the Gathering Podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville, Arkansas. My name is Ken Weatherford, the Director of Worship Arts here at the church, and as always, it's great to be with you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of our weekly sermon podcast and ask that you would do us a favor and please share this with your friends and family on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us at www.fumcbentonville.org or by searching FUMC Gathering Podcast on iTunes.
In a way, today should be the easiest sermon that I have to give. Well, but in a way, it's by far the most difficult. Christ is risen. We know it intellectually, but how do we come to know it? The interweaving of tragedy and beauty that happens on the cross, in the cross, in Christ, it's mystery. It's incredible beauty, but it's mystery. For most of my adult life, the idea of wearing a cross was nonsense. Wear a cross? People think I'm nuts. One of those people. I mean, we're gathered here today, and it's normal to talk about the risen Christ. It's normal to wear a cross, but go out there. And this idea of the cross, this interweaving of tragedy and beauty, we're talking nonsense to so many people. It's a mystery they can't even begin to wrap their hands around. We have difficult times wrapping our hands around this mystery. It's beauty in the way that, well, we can look at the cross and see the beauty there like a mom can look at her brand new baby. A dad can look at his brand new baby. Grandparents look at their brand new grandchild and they say, that's the most beautiful child in the world. And the aunts and uncles kind of stand back and say, yeah, but look at those ears. It doesn't matter. Mom and dad have had their world turned around. This new baby is the measure of beauty in their lives. From now on, they will measure everything by the beauty of this child. They restructure their entire lives for this child. They spend their time, their energy, their money, everything in different ways because of this child. It's what Jesus has done for me. When I look at the cross, I see a symbol of beauty because Jesus has completely rearranged my life. And if you want to know who I am, if you want to know why I live the way I do, you have to know Jesus because we're intertwined. There's a French philosopher, Marceau, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. He wrote a book in the 1950s called The Mystery of Being. The Mystery of Being. And in it, he offered the idea that most of humanity, most people look at the world as problems to be solved. We move from one problem to the next. I solve this problem, and there's just going to be another problem to solve. A never-ending stream of problems to solve. But Marceau says, when we get to the place of mystery, when we don't look at all of these events that happen around us as problems, but mysteries to be entered into, then we become entwined in the mystery. I believe that is what the Holy Spirit is moving us towards. That we become detectives in a way. When I told Ken I was going to talk about mystery, I know for a moment there was panic. Because he's been in far too many youth groups where people would say, oh, your sibling died, grandma died, oh, I'm so sorry. It's a mystery. I guess God needed another angel. It's just a mystery. And Ken said, please don't talk about mystery like that. I said, don't worry, Ken. That's not where we're going. The mystery involves us. The mystery calls us. The Holy Spirit asks us to become detectives and discover the beauty in all of these challenges, to look for the meaning in the mystery. What does that look like? How do we step into that mystery? How do we search for the clues? Well, we start to get a picture of that early in John's gospel. He begins his ministry in Jerusalem in John's gospel, and he's doing incredible things, transforming lives, healing people. And the leaders of the Pharisees wonder what is going on. This nobody from nowhere who nobody would even look at a second time is drawing everybody to him. Nicodemus is fascinated. Perhaps Nicodemus is moved by the Spirit. But Nicodemus is not ready to risk everything. He doesn't want to lose his job. He doesn't want his co-workers to know that he's going to see Jesus. So in the dark of the night, and as I was preparing this sermon, I was thinking, isn't that where God so often moves? Isn't that where God so often works? While it was still dark. While it was still dark, Mary went to the tomb. And that's where God was working. While it was still dark, Isaac is wrestling with God. While it was still dark is often where God does God's best work. It's a mystery. So in the dark, Nicodemus goes to see Jesus and says, Jesus, we know that you must be from God because no one could do the things that you're doing apart from God. And Jesus offers this enigmatic statement, this mysterious statement that, Nicodemus, you must be born from above. You must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit to understand what we are doing and what we are saying. And Nicodemus laughs at him. Born again? What am I supposed to do? Climb back in my mother's womb? Born again? What are you talking about? And Jesus says, you do not know where the wind comes from or where it goes. So it is with the Spirit. And we can imagine the look on Nick's face. Jesus, what are you talking about? And Jesus looks at him and says, you're a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? Seriously, how are we supposed to understand this, Jesus? What are you talking about? What is this mystery? And then Jesus, I believe, introduces us to the Holy Spirit. Lift your sails, he says. Let them catch the wind of the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit propel you into the mystery of life. Life isn't a problem to be solved. It's a mystery to be explored, to be discovered. All you can do is lift your sail and let the wind of the Holy Spirit propel you. But you can steer. You can grab a hold of the rudder and steer the ship of your life into the path, the way of God, and live the way God wants you to live. And God will reveal everything you need. When Jesus is speaking to Mary, he offers another very mysterious statement. And we can imagine what it's like to be Mary, to have lost your best friend, to lost the person that you've put all of your hopes and dreams in, and then to see him standing there talking to you. You know he died. You know he died. And now he's been raised. He's standing there talking to you. Of course, Mary leaps and throws her arms around him. And what does Jesus say? Mary, do not cling to me. Not, hey, Mary, it's nice to see you. Mary, do not cling to me. And he peels her arms off. What is he saying? I believe what Jesus is doing is inviting us into this mystery, saying, Mary, lift up your sail and let the Spirit propel you. We cannot stand here. We cannot go back to the past. It'll never be the way it was. Do not hold on to the past. Do not hold on to this moment. Move. Let the Spirit move you. Let the Spirit propel you. And one of the great and beautiful mysteries of modern music is a band that we've been highlighting throughout the season of Lent. And we've been highlighting them because we want the congregation to see how God has used a modern prophet, a modern-day spiritual poet, to write poetry that speaks of God in almost every song, and the whole world has no idea what's going on. Those with eyes to see, those who can see the beauty of the cross in Bono's lyrics, can see every poem is written for God. And so it is with the song we'll be highlighting today. A song written about and to and for the Holy Spirit, inviting us all to be moved by the Spirit. Johnny, take a walk with your sister the moon. Let her pale light in to fill up your room. You've been living underground, eating from a can. You've been running away from what you don't understand. Love. Oh, tell me, we all haven't been underground eating from a can when the banquet of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, is all around us. She's slippy. You're sliding down. She'll be there when you hit the ground. For many people, that's the only way they're going to learn to see. Trying it their own way. Slipping and falling. But every time we fall, somehow, some way, God reveals God's self to us through the Spirit, lifting us up. Johnny, take a dive with your sister in the rain. Let her talk about the things you can't explain. To touch is to heal. To hurt is to steal. If you want to kiss the sky, better learn how to kneel. Man, tell me if there isn't a better line ever. To touch is to heal. To hurt is to steal. If you want to kiss the sky, you better learn how to kneel. She's the wave. She turns the tide. She sees the man inside the child. She sees who we are called to be, in other words. One day you'll look back and you'll see. You'll see where you are held down now by this love. While you could stand there. Yes, you could stand there. Or you could move in this moment. You could follow this feeling. It moves you. The Spirit moves you. Does it move you? She moves with it. Lift my days and light up my nights. Oh, we move through miracle days. The Spirit moves in mysterious ways. We are called to lift our sails. We are called to move. To stop clinging to this moment. To let the Spirit move us, guide us, connect us to people, intertwine us with people. And to rejoice in the mystery. To rejoice in the feeling.
Thanks again for joining us on the Gathering Podcast. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, come and join us for worship at First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville. We have services at 8:30, 8:45, 9:45, and 11 o'clock each Sunday morning. Grace and peace, y'all.